If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pennywise Podcast, the best pod around for personal finance. We're part of the Lee Enterprises Podcast Network and brought to you in partnership with WalletHub, the best personal finance app in the whole wide world. You can sign up for WalletHub to save money, improve your credit, and budget better. I'm your host, John Kiernan. I'm the managing editor at WalletHub, and I've been covering personal finance for more than 15 years. My goal is to help you manage your money better and hopefully have just a little bit of fun in the process. It can be fun after all. And as always, be sure to let us know if you have any questions or if there's something you want us to cover. But today we're talking about love, money, and how not to waste the latter in the name of the former. Because I don't know if you can smell it, but love, it's in the air. And Valentine's Day, it's right around the corner. So for those of you who forgot, didn't really realize where we were on the calendar, don't freak out. You got plenty of time to do things the right way, but definitely don't dawdle. If you procrastinate too long, Cupid's arrow could turn into projectiles from your partner or jabs from high interest rates, and you really don't want either. So if you're not sold on the stakes here, just consider a few stats from some recent WalletHub research. Hopefully it'll kind of hammer things home for you. And we'll get to our guest in a moment. Just after this. So we can expect people across America to spend around $30 billion on Valentine's Day this year, which works out to a couple hundred dollars per person celebrating. That's a lot, especially when we're dealing with high prices across the board and a lot of affordability issues. We surveyed Americans on Valentine's Day spending, and we found that 2 in 5 people say Valentine's Day activities are not affordable this year. We also found that 82% of people are being a little cynical, and they believe that Valentine's Day is a trick to make people spend more money. So let us know if you agree or disagree with that. Part of the problem also is that fewer than 2 in 5 people have a Valentine's Day budget, so they haven't really figured out how much they can afford to spend. That's particularly problematic because around a third of Americans say that their relationship is currently a strain on their finances, and you don't want to be adding to that feeling by whatever you happen to do for Valentine's Day. Similarly, 7 in 10 people think financial infidelity can be worse than cheating, like actual cheating. And that could come into play if you've, for example, used all of Cupid's arrows on a treat for yourself earlier in the year and you don't have the ammo, to splurge on your partner for Valentine's Day. Also, kind of if you're still in the dating phase, it's important to note that 48% of people say they wouldn't marry someone with bad budgeting habits, a bad wallet score, or a bad credit score. So if you're someone who's bad with money and your Valentine's Day efforts kind of illustrate that, it could be a check in the con column if someone's deciding whether to pursue a long-term relationship with you. So you don't want to be a prime example of poor financial habits on Valentine's Day. To help you avoid the V-Day blues and keep both your wallet and your partner happy, I'd like to welcome our guest, Lauren Weatherford. Lauren is an associate professor at West Virginia University Extension, as well as the Family and Community Development Agent for Fayette and Nicholas Counties. Thanks for joining us, Lauren.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We're very excited to have you and really excited to talk about Valentine's Day money. But just for starters, can you tell the listeners like a little bit about your background and your work at West Virginia and kind of how that kind of ties into maybe the financial literacy realm of things?
Sure. I am a county extension agent. I work in the realm of family and community development. which kind of originally stems from what you'd think of as Family Consumer Science or FMAC. Mm-hmm. That's what we kind of used to be. So we cover a lot of topics that help households and families, and financial literacy can be a big piece of that. So I'm a professor at the university, but I don't teach classes for tuition. I teach in my local county communities to people taking research-based information to everyday folks in ways that they can use it practically.
Wow, that's really interesting. I bet you help a lot of people that way and kind of meet a lot of interesting characters too.
Oh, I absolutely do. But the thing that makes me happiest is when we can really kind of affect people's lives in a positive way. And when we talk about things like personal finance, that's something that almost always at least has a little nugget of something that people can go, hey, that's useful. So that's a good part of my job.
Definitely. I bet that beats kind of talking to the void of young, angsty kids who don't want to be there. So that's good.
and worry a lot about their future. So sometimes we're able to make them feel better.
Yeah, there you go. So just to kind of get back to, I guess, to the main topic at hand, and I don't know if you have any Valentine's Day plans yet, but a lot of our listeners are probably in the process of figuring out how they're going to celebrate. So let's help them out a little bit, okay? What tips do you have for enjoying Valentine's Day on a budget?
Well, the number one thing, and this goes with any holiday, special event, vacation kind of thing, is that you have to plan. look at your budget, look at the money that you have available, because what happens is we so often, when we have these special occasions, especially something like a Valentine's Day, which literally pulls on the heartstrings, that you kind of get caught up at the last minute and you say, oh shoot, I should do this. I care about this person in my life. I want to do something that shows them that I do care. And you end up kind of not planning and putting that money forward. And then the next thing you know, there goes the credit card and you've got new balance on your credit card that you didn't intend to spend and new payments that you have to live with for a while later. So we want to avoid that by really kind of taking a look at what are your current expenses, what money do you have available, and then what kind of choices can you make based on the budget that you set.
Gotcha. So start with what you can afford and figure out the gifts and plans after that, rather than putting the cart before the horse, kind of.
100%. So if you can identify an amount that you're willing to spend, then you can make specific decisions. You know, you might be thinking, oh, I'm going to buy 24 red roses. Mm-hmm. Well, 24 red roses for Valentine's Day are going to cost you a whole lot of money. And we could talk about why that is. They're going to be a lot of money, and you might be like, well, let's look at how much they cost. And then you might realize, oh, well, I didn't think they'd be that much. But if we wait to the last minute, you might just throw that credit card down and pay for it. If you plan and look ahead and price things out, then you might be able to say, I'm going to make a different decision that still shows that I care and that it's really meaningful, but maybe not also break my bank at the same time.
Gotcha. So planning is huge, and kind of making a budget and figuring out your presence after that and kind of whatever else you want to do. Are there any other tips that come to mind when it comes to kind of budget-friendly Valentine's Day, maybe something more practical?
Sure. I think there's a lot of different things that you can consider. So one is, you know, what are your priorities? What are kinds of things that, and when it comes to giving gifts, I always recommend, especially when you're looking at gifts on a budget, what matters to them?
Yeah.
So this is where you can kind of say, this is what I'd like to do for them, but is that what they care about? Because you might, when you stop and think that through, you might realize that what they care about isn't really what's going to cost as much money. Mm-hmm. Or you can prioritize. If something is very costly, you can say, oh, well, I'll do one of that instead of, you know, all these things at the same time. So you can prioritize what you're going to do. You can look at, you know, if you're thinking maybe a romantic dinner, do you need to go out to a restaurant or can you make something at home? If you're, you might want to kind of spend some time cooking and having a nice evening together at home. Or you might want to order a delivery service. If you're not a cook, that's okay. You might probably still, if you order ahead and plan for takeout on Valentine's night, you might be able to still, save yourself some money, but not do the whole like out at the restaurant thing. So there's homemade gifts you could do, sharing experiences. Is there something that a musical experience or a concert or a visit to a zoo? I'm a big fan of visits to zoos and things like that, museums in the wintertime, because they're usually a little less visited those times of year. So there's a whole lot of things you can think of, potted plants instead of cut flowers. And that's a gift that would last a long time, and be a memory of this, gesture moment. But one of the other things you can do is there are sales that happen at Valentine's Day, but they're just like sales at at Christmas time, is that you need to do some research because some things are put up in price and then put on sale. So you want to take the time to really compare those prices and find out, is this gift I'm buying on sale a good deal or is it just a special deal that is really not that cheap this time?
Yeah, that's great advice. What would you say is the best way to go about doing that? Tracking the price for a while or comparing price on multiple websites, for example?
Yeah, there's several shopping tools available online where you can kind of compare prices. That would be my first go-to. And I would say you're still in January, you've got a couple weeks before Valentine's Day, look up the price now and then look up what the sale prices might be. I would say by the 1st of February, those prices are going to be set for the holiday, either give or take. But they probably already are starting to have some announcements go out this week and next week to say, here's the Valentine's Day prices. But there are some specials on jewelry and some other kind of romantic related items that you can sometimes find some really great deals. You might also consider maybe buying a gift that isn't a traditional Valentine's Day gift, but still a gift, and that price may not have gone up. I know in our family, we bought new pillows for Valentine's Day for a while.
Nice.
That was, something that people valued, but
Yeah.
maybe wasn't that
Use it every
romantic
day.
gesture, but it still said, I love you.
Yeah, sure. And maybe if your partner is more of a summer person than a winter person, you buy something for the summer, it'll be kind of cheap in the winter right now, kind of that kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. Buying something off season for something they value, that would be a great kind of gift.
Yeah, that's great advice. I think people have a lot to work on there. On the flip side of things, I think there's some things that probably come to mind for some people, but what would you say are the biggest Valentine's Day money wasters and how can people avoid them? Because there are a bunch of those.
There are, and I personally, and I don't want anybody from the cut flower industry to come after me, but cut flowers can often go up 3 to 4 times from the wholesale cost just for the holidays. There's a big markup, particularly on those red roses. And I know, so if you look at alternative flowers that maybe aren't associated with the holidays in the same way that those red roses are. Maybe carnations aren't your thing, but there's a lot of other things. I mentioned before potted plants, succulents are very popular. Looking at alternatives like that. But maybe, is there a craft item? I know one of the things that people like to give are Lego flowers.
Yeah, that's I've seen that being popular recently. I didn't know if that was more of popularity of consumers or a weird thing the marketers were pushing, but it seemed like all the kind of affiliate websites were pushing Lego flowers for a while.
Yeah, we were discussing some gifts that you can give people if they happen to be in the hospital, and you can't always bring living things into a hospital, but things like Lego flowers. So that's where that kind of translated. And then you have a project you could do together, as well as something that would last and maybe stay around if that's something that you like to have in your house. So there's lots of different options that you can do. Try to you know, think creatively and uniquely about something that you two can enjoy together that might last a little longer, that won't be marked up specifically for that holiday.
Good advice. Beyond flowers, I think mm-hmm. one of the other major things, when we've kind of touched on it a bit, is going out to dinner on Valentine's Day. And even some people take it further and go on like a little trip for Valentine's mm-hmm. Day. Would you consider those things money wasters or good value, and like any advice for doing those on a budget?
Yeah, I will mention quickly too, chocolates are still at a very high price due to the worldwide global shortage of mm-hmm. cocoa. Chocolate is very elevated at this price. The global price has started to level out a little bit due to some weather conditions and issues, but it hasn't hit the consumer market yet, so chocolates are still very high. You might want to look at alternatives with that.
Okay.
In terms of travel, this year I think travel is going to be really high in terms of price because Valentine's Day is a Saturday. So if you're looking at going out to a restaurant or making a weekend getaway, that might sound like a great idea for the weekend, but my guess is any romantic related items are going to be marked up. So you might think about midweek travel, maybe something that isn't kind of a traditional romantic thing. You know, are there other kinds of travel alternatives that you can look at? Mm-hmm. I would also say that given where we are right now with the weekend weather, it's very possible, you know, in the wintertime that you might look at being up for travel. So you might want to have some very flexible plans. One way to save a lot of money is to look at those last minute bookings. If you can wait till Friday afternoon to book something and not be stuck on where you're going, you might find a great deal on a cancellation.
True. And you could always also give, that's actually what you're saying about being spontaneous is kind of more, can make it more exciting and kind of more romantic. So that's also a good mm-hmm. thing for people. But also you could kind of give, say, we're going to go on a trip in this weekend in May or June or something, and not have to deal with the inflated prices over Valentine's Day and still kind of give the gift and ultimately have a nice time.
Absolutely. If you can book ahead and give yourself, you know, at least 8 weeks ahead of time, you're going to get you're likely to get much better pricing.
Gotcha. Yeah. Makes sense. So we've covered a lot of kind of planning budget-friendly activities and staying away from money wasters. That's all very important. But I think a lot of people oftentimes over-index kind of what to do ahead of the holiday and forget about what to do after it. Do you have mm-hmm. any advice for people to make sure their kind of holiday spending doesn't lead to a financial hangover in the aftermath?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to that planning ahead, because the spontaneous spending is really what's going to get you. And keep in mind, you know, marketing firms are excellent at what they do, mm-hmm. whether it's a commercial, whether it's a spot item in a store. Spontaneous spending really is where they get you. So if you can plan ahead, work on a budget, know what you do ahead of time and stick within that budget, then you're going to avoid looking at that bill later and thinking, oh, how did I get here? You want to, you know, do that. Make sure that you've got all your basics covered and you're only spending what you can afford. And if, you know, creating some alternative experiences, one thing that I do want to note is that research really shows that people report doing things together, spending time together, as more valuable than specific gifts. Mm-hmm. So as you're looking forward to the Valentine's Day, think about experiences over items. Might also save your money as well as gain you some romantic points.
True. So maybe instead of buying that lavish item that'll make you work a bunch of overtime after the holiday and not spend time together, you buy something more reasonable and you give the gift of time.
Yeah, that's a pretty tried and true result of multiple research over years, is that people like spending time together and doing things together more than they appreciate that moment of gift giving.
Interesting. Very interesting. So that's great advice. And I guess I just throw out there, if you put the Valentine's Day activities on the credit card, make sure to try to pay off as quickly as possible. and because you'll save a lot of money on interest. Interest rates are very high right now.
Pay within the month.
There you go.
Pay within the month before the due date. If you pay within the month, you save the money. If not, you're going to get hit with those fees.
Exactly. Finally, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, but do you have any kind of Valentine's Day anecdotes, either from your own life or from friends, family, that you think might resonate with listeners kind of concerned about kind of pulling the holiday off on without overspending?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you one from my personal family. It's a that comes up every single year. And while this may not apply to everybody, you can find your own version of it. So my birthday tends to be on the 18th of February. And so 4 days after Valentine's Day. So my husband and I decided very early, we kind of had this joke. I told him, never buy me flowers for Valentine's Day, but always feel free to buy me flowers for my birthday.
Interesting.
So it turned into such a joke that sometimes he would buy me plastic flowers for Valentine's Day. He bought me a paper flower one day for Valentine's Day, but he would never, ever buy me regular roses for Valentine's Day. He learned pretty quickly too, that if he waited and bought them for my birthday, they were about half off.
Interesting. It goes on sale that quickly. Is it next day or the day after?
Next day.
Gotcha.
Next day. Sometimes even Valentine's evening, if they have them in stock, usually by like 6 o'clock or so.
Yeah, that's another tip for people. If you wait until later in the evening, you can pull it off.
Stores might go ahead and mark them down that evening because they're ready for the next day.
That's really good advice. And it sounds like you kind of forced your husband to be both creative and cost effective, which kudos to you. Maybe you didn't intend that to happen, but it sounds like he rose to the occasion.
Yeah, no, he rose to the occasion, and my kids also never buy me flowers for Valentine's Day. So it's a long running joke that has now become part of our family culture.
That's good. You're turning a joke into wise financial knowledge that you're passing on to the next generation.
Yeah. So my advice would be, you don't always have to do that kind of what is expected and what is marketed. You can find your own way to make things special.
Yeah, it's a great device, and it'll mean a lot more too. People don't necessarily want something you bought off a Groupon. They want something you thought about for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, I think that's all the questions I have. If you have any other kind of last tips or something, feel free to throw them out there. But otherwise, I think it's been a pleasure having you. I think everyone's going to learn a lot. So thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you being asked. I this is some fun stuff to share for a holiday that could easily trap people in a couple $100 debt pretty easily. And, you know, maybe we can avoid that.
Yep. Hopefully so. We all have consumers across the country have plenty of debt as is, and we need to work on getting rid of it rather than adding to it. So great. Great advice. And thanks again. And hopefully we'll have you back soon.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a happy holiday.
You too. Okay. I think that's about it for today. It was a great chat. It's been a lot of fun learning a little bit more about money with all of you. I think if you guys are up for it, let's do it again soon. Because if you're not penny wise, your love might just say their goodbyes or maybe never even appear before your eyes. Think about that. Thanks again to Lee Enterprises and Wallet Hub for helping put this all together. And thanks to you for listening.